From the School of Communication at Loyola University Chicago, this is Q&A with Jill Geisler.
Hi there, and welcome back. Here is the question. How can I fight fake news? You know, my work is at the intersection of journalism, leadership, ethics, and now the digital world that envelops them all. That's why I am passionate about fighting fake news. I work with those who produce bona fide news, those who fact-check news stories, and of course with consumers as well. So now let's look at how news consumers, and that's really all of us, can identify and push back against intentional deception for fun and profit, because that's what fake news is. First, we need to recognize that we often hear the term media, but that term is so broad that it embraces everything from Oprah to talk radio to opinion columnists to political pundits to advocacy journalism to straightforward, objective reporting. Now, straightforward, objective reporting doesn't mean that it's he said, she said stuff with no insight. It means a discipline of verification of facts so strong that it nails down the information, it filters out bias, it presents data in context. It has no agenda other than to ascertain provable information. And when such reporting stumbles, and it does, there are human errors, it also has a process for correction, even apology, featured as prominently as the error. Now that kind of reporting takes time and money and a process that supports it, something that doesn't exist in fake news. And it's different from talking heads spouting opinions. It's different from sites with a distinct point of view that publish only material that conforms to its beliefs. It's different from sites that cherry-pick small truths, then add them to big lies, or just start out with big lies, all dressed up with headlines and phony or manipulated graphics. So how do you, the consumer, separate one from another so you can trust what you read and share it with others in good conscience? Well, I really like a publication called 10 Questions for Fake News Detection. It was created by the nonprofit News Literacy Project. Now, you can find it online at checkology.org. Now, don't worry, I'll repeat that address later. Here's the News Literacy Project's list of 10 questions to ask yourself and the red flags those questions can evoke. Number one, if you see a headline, gauge your emotional reaction. Is it strong? Are you angry? Are you intensely hoping that the information turns out to be true? If so, it's a red flag. Number two, reflect on how you encountered this news. Was it promoted on a website? Did it show up in a social media feed? Was it sent to you by someone you know? Number three, consider the headline or the main message. A, does it use excessive punctuation or all caps for emphasis? That's a red flag. B, does it make a claim about containing a secret or telling you something that, quote, the media doesn't want you to know? That's a red flag. C, don't stop at the headline. Keep exploring. That takes us to number four. Is this information designed for easy sharing, like a meme? That's a red flag. Number five, consider the source of the information. We have a number of bullet points here. A, is it a well-known source? No? Red flag. B, is there a byline, an author's name attached to the piece? No? A red flag. C, go to the website's About section. Does the site describe itself as fantasy news or satirical news? If yes, well, it's a red flag. D, does the person or organization that produced the information have any editorial standards? No? Red flag. E, does the Contact Us section include an email address that matches the domain, not a Gmail or Yahoo email address? No? Red flag. Does a quick search for the name of the website raise any suspicions? Yes? Red flag. Number six, does the example you're evaluating have a current date on it? No? Red flag. Number seven, does the example cite a variety of sources, including official and expert sources? Does the information this example provides appear in reports from other news outlets? No? Red flag. Number eight, Does the example hyperlink to other quality sources? In other words, they haven't been altered or taken out of context. No? Red flag. Can you confirm, this is number 9 now, can you confirm using a reverse image search that any images in your example are authentic? In other words, sources that haven't been altered or taken from another context? No? Red flag. And finally, number 10, if you searched for this example on a fact-checking site such as Snopes.com, FactCheck.org, or PolitiFact.com, is there a fact-check that labels it as less than true? If the answer is yes, that's, of course, a red flag. Again, this is 10 questions for fake news detection from the media, the News Literacy Project, that is, and you can find it at Checkology.org. The most important way to fight fake news is to be a consumer of quality news. And remember, we all have biases. We are most comfortable around people who share those biases and reading information that we agree with. That's called confirmation bias. The problem is, we never get a complete picture if we do that, and our biases could be limiting our knowledge. So together, let's fight confirmation bias and fake news. That's Q&A for today. Thanks for listening. I'm Jill Geisler for Loyola University, Chicago.